Let's pray. Lord, please open your word to our hearts and our hearts to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. As Jonathan has said, today we've reached the third in our series of the Church of England's five marks of mission. And just to summarise the previous two, the first concerned the proclamation or preaching of the good news of Jesus, and the second focused on teaching, baptism and nurturing of believers. The third mark of mission, which we're going to look at today, is to respond to human need by loving service. In the Gospel reading from Matthew, which Mel just read to us, Jesus gives great emphasis to the need for us to respond to human need by loving service. This chapter from Matthew is a long one, and it begins with the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, which is followed by the parable of the talents and the reminder that we must use our gifts wisely for God's kingdom. And then it proceeds with Jesus' warning about the sheep and the goats, which we heard read. After this comes the plotting of the chief priests and elders against Jesus, the anointing of Jesus at Bethany, and then his passion, death and resurrection. Jesus knows that at the point of his talking to his followers, his death is imminent. Here in this account of the sheep and the goats, Jesus moves from telling stories or parables and gets to the heart of the matter with a hard-hitting account of what will happen when he returns in glory. The picture given here is one of judgment, judgment of all the nations, when people will be divided as a shepherd would divide sheep and goats. It might not sound very flattering for us as people to be likened to sheep and goats, but Jesus is talking here about separating people who might look similar on the outside but have different qualities on the inside. To us, sheep and goats look very different, of course, but in the Middle East they look similar and are often shepherded together. At the end of the day, though, the shepherd has to divide them up, as the goats have to be kept indoors to be kept warm, while their more hardy companions, the sheep, stay outside. What Jesus is looking at is not what's on the outside, but on the inside. It's about where our faith is rooted and what we do with our faith. In this passage, Jesus talks about people being judged by the way they treated Jesus when he was hungry, thirsty, a stranger, naked, sick, and in prison. The people who've gained his approval, the sheep, question when they've seen him in any of these conditions. Jesus tells them that they are being judged on the way they've treated other people who are hungry, thirsty, a stranger, naked, sick or in prison. And the reverse happens to the goats, who have ignored the needs of others. At first glance, this reading might look as if we earn our place in heaven just by doing good, and that is very definitely not the case. In his letter to the Romans, for example, Paul stresses that righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. And that's in Romans chapter 3. So we are very definitely not saved by our good works, but by a relationship with Jesus Christ. However, a relationship with Jesus should change us so that we live in a way that reflects his love and grace as the Holy Spirit equips us. And Jesus emphasizes in his picture of the Last Judgment some of the ways in which we can serve him and show his love to others, to the hungry, the thirsty, to strangers, to those who are destitute, to the sick, and to prisoners. Our focus should move away from ourselves and to serving God by serving others. Jesus himself reminded us of the needs to serve God and others in the words that appear near the beginning of our communion services. And I'm going to read those words. The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. So that means putting God first. And the second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So looking to the needs of others follows on from putting God first. The way in which we treat others reflects the way we worship and serve God. Jesus himself modelled for us how we should serve God and others. He identified closely with the poor, the sick, and the outcast, and he became an outcast himself, an outcast who would be executed as an upstart and a troublemaker. Jesus is telling us that we will be judged by the way we serve him through serving others. As I've already said, our salvation is assured through having a relationship with Jesus. But we still all face judgment when Jesus comes as King. And he will judge us according to how well or not we have used our gifts and our lives in his service. We are totally accountable to God. God will judge without favouritism. We won't get a better reward because we've given more money. If that were the case, then the wealthy would stand a better chance. No, it's about the way we use what we've got, even when it's very little. What about those goats? Well, they represent those who don't love and serve God and others. It might be that they have rejected God, or maybe they've never heard of him. Whatever the reason for their non-relationship with God in Jesus, they will be judged by the light they have. It will be God's job to judge them and not ours. We've thought about how Jesus gave us an example of serving the poor and the outcast. But how might we in Chilton and Harwell serve God through serving others? What might that look like in our context? Who are the poor, the hungry, the destitute, the outcast, or the prisoners? Let's examine a few examples of ways that we have been reaching into their need, and these are just a few examples. For a number of years, our two churches have been supporting people who struggle financially through the Didcot Food Bank, through Christians Against Poverty Money courses, and now we're involved in the newly extended CAP Centre, which will cover the OX11 postcode area. This is aimed at coming alongside people who are in the grip of debt. We've also reached people whose lives have been diminished by domestic violence and bereavement through the donations from our toy services, where the toys have been taken to the Women's Refuge in Oxford, and Chilton parishioners have given to Seesaw, a charity which supports children who've been bereaved. As we saw in the film earlier, our churches also support the Leprosy Mission, which works worldwide in some of the most difficult and dark places in the world, helping those who are suffering from leprosy, not only healing them physically, but bringing them to know Jesus Christ, and also educating them and their communities so that they are no longer treated as outcasts, but they're brought back to their loved ones. And some very simple things are done, like giving them very simple rubber shoes which help to protect their feet, which would otherwise be cut and open to infection. Our churches also support a number of missions and ministries which reach out to people in need across the world. For example, Harwell particularly has supported David and Heather Sharland, who served with the Church Mission Society in Uganda. And prior to that, they served in South Sudan. working with poor and marginalised people by teaching them how to grow and care for their crops, and by providing and teaching health care. Chilton particularly has supported John Abubakar for a number of years, as he and his wife Lily reach out to persecuted and ostracised people in India, those who have converted to Christianity from Islam. They care for them at their Houses of Hope in Assam and Vellore. John and Lily have more recently set up a mission school in Jollapet, which reaches out to poor communities by offering the children an education in a Christian environment which enables the children to go on and obtain work. As well as supporting those on the mission field, we aim to provide loving support to those in our own parishes through pastoral care and other ways of showing care and love. We visit those who are sick or bereaved, praying with people in their homes or in hospital, and often listening to their stories rather than doing lots of talking, sometimes holding their hands, often just being a Christian presence with them. The model given to us by Job's comforters, at least in the reading this morning, is an excellent one. A model of coming alongside, being silent, grieving with and supporting the suffering person. Sadly, the comforters didn't stick to this model for long and soon became judgmental and cruel towards Job. Their loving service didn't continue. All of these examples combine practical help with prayer and a Christian witness to those in many different kinds of need. In our two churches, we're working towards enhancing our care for one another and for the wider community through an initiative which we're calling Journeying Together. During September and October, we will focus our sermons and home group studies on caring for one another, but we will also be looking at ways of involving more and more of our church members in this care. All have something to contribute. The organising group for Journeying Together hope and pray that we will develop our mutual care and love for one another, not only during those 2 months of September and October, but on well into the future as we journey together, responding to human need by loving service. In the last couple of weeks, we have seen on our television screens the way in which the church in Latimer Road in West Kensington has reached out to many who have suffered huge loss in the Grenfell Tower fire. They've ministered to people who have lost loved ones, lost their homes and all their possessions, and people who have quite possibly lost hope. It's true that there's been a great outpouring of love and care from a wide variety of people of all faiths and none. But the Latimer Road Church has been able to express Christian love and care practically and prayerfully to their own neighbours, and have therefore been able to model the love of Christ in whom their faith is rooted. As we serve the needs of others, may we see the face of Christ in them and respond to them by loving service. And may we be watchful servants, ready to meet Christ at any time, for we do not know the day or the hour. Amen.